Sunshine will continue to make a comeback this afternoon across interior New York and New England, although some clouds will mix in from time to time, and temperatures will top out in the middle to upper 50s on average across the region. High pressure will continue to build in tonight, and with mostly clear skies, another cool overnight and early morning tomorrow, low temperatures will be back down into the lower and middle 30s. High pressure will also dominate for the weekend ahead, but mainly at the surface, keeping us dry. However, in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, energy will be passing through from time to time, enough to generate some cloud cover, which would serve to blot out the sun here and there through the course of the weekend. However, not enough energy to squeeze out any rain showers, so we'll go with a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, and high temperatures will be in the lower to mid-60s on Saturday and middle to upper 60s on Sunday afternoon. Perhaps enough moisture around to squeeze out a late-day shower on Monday. Otherwise, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies and highs back into the middle 60s. And the period Tuesday through Thursday looks dry right now, with high pressure continuing to dominate. Clouds will mix with sunshine, and highs will continue to creep up from the mid-60s on Tuesday into the upper 60s on Wednesday, and even near 70 degrees by Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of the western Texas and Oklahoma border region to extreme western Arkansas and extreme northern Texas. This area should reside just within the northern fringes of the strongest daytime heating, a narrow northwestern tongue of favorable low-level moisture, and the southern rim of a large-scale region of ascent preceding a mid- to upper-level trough. Backed flow north of warm frontal remnants will aid in low-level and deep-layer shear today, resulting in wind profiles favorable for supercells with large hail and severe wind gusts. Meanwhile, runoff from last week's intense Midwest rainfall is still keeping several rivers in major flood stage, especially across Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, and Michigan. The larger rivers, such as the Mississippi and Illinois, will continue to take longer to recede and remain in major flood stage through this weekend. Numerous flood warnings remain in effect. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 9 at Cando and Langdon, both in North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 90, set in 1990, and the record low, 24, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:56 a.m., and sunset this evening at 7:50 p.m., 13 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Any leftover showers in northern Vermont will give way to partly to mostly sunny skies for the remainder of the day, and highs will be in the middle 50s across the area. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower 30s back into the 20s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with high temperatures in the mid 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 60. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, milder, lower to mid-60s, partly sunny on Sunday and mild, in the upper 60s. On Monday, mostly cloudy, a late-day shower possible in the mid-60s, and a mix of sun and clouds for the period Tuesday through Thursday, with highs in the mid-60s on Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, and near 70 degrees on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.